You are Locked On Thunder, your daily Oklahoma City Thunder podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to the May 2nd edition of the Locked On Thunder podcast. I am your gracious and humble host, Derek G. Thank you very much for making me a part of your day. And I decided to do the podcast a little bit different today. I had some stuff planned out that I wanted to talk about, but that can move till tomorrow when we talk about just the team, the Thunder itself, and what it did this year and what it could possibly do next year if everything stays together. I thought I would devote this podcast to the Sam Presti exit interview, which took place at 11 o'clock Central Time this morning and lasted for about an hour. In fact, if you would like to hear that entire exit interview, press conference, whatever you want to call it, uninterrupted, we had to break it down into two parts, but it's available at lockedonthunder.com. So in tackling Sam Presti, which as you know by now, if you've listened to any Sam Presti interview or press conference, you know he can be a wordy guy. If there is anybody that could host a talk show for a four-hour span and never once need a break, Sam Presti would be that guy. I'm not sure how entertaining it would be, but Sam Presti would definitely have a lot to say. So what I decided to do with the podcast today is sort of make it like a one-on-one interview with Sam Presti. And I say sort of because I'm a big believer in not taking other people's work and trying to make it my own. I hate that. And I know a lot of people that do it, and we all steal in this business. I am guilty of it too. But I will set it up. I try and give credit to the people that ask the questions, but that's how we'll go about it this afternoon. And we'll hit the big three topics that everybody wants to know about now. So today is all about the hits, not going to do a lot of deep cuts. We're going to talk in the first segment about Paul George and what the Thunder's options are there and Sam Presti's response to Ryan Russillo yesterday saying that he knows for a fact that Paul George is gone or close to it, that he's heard that Paul George is gone and what the Thunder's plan B is if Paul George leaves. In segment number two, we go back to Carmelo Anthony because Sam Presti finally got a chance to respond to Carmelo Anthony's exit interview and what the Thunder's options are there, which aren't good. Just straight up tell you right now, the Thunder's options with Carmelo Anthony don't leave a whole lot of wiggle room. And then finally, we'll wrap it up with Billy Donovan and why Sam Presti thinks Billy Donovan is the perfect coach for the Oklahoma City Thunder. And if you haven't heard today, Billy Donovan is staying on as head coach. My name's Eric G. I did radio in Oklahoma City here for a while. I now host the Locked On Thunder podcast. I did a lot of Thunder pre and post games, mostly post. I'm a credentialed member of the media, and I also work for another publication called Thunder Digest. Big shout out to Chuck Cheney for allowing me to post all the Locked On Thunder stuff on the Thunder Digest Twitter feed. And hey, speaking of Locked On Thunder, if you like what you hear, go to lockedonthunder.com where we have all our podcast archive plus audio and video from players, coaches, and general manager Sam Presti. Diving into segment number one now here on the Locked On Thunder podcast. There's no question at all, Sam Presti wants to bring back Paul George. And for the most part today, anytime Sam Presti opened his mouth about Paul George, it felt like a recruiting pitch. Much more so than it ever did with Kevin Durant. When Sam Presti talked about Kevin Durant, it seemed like he would choose his words very carefully, not to even go there about Kevin Durant being a free agent, not to try and recruit him and woo him too much. I would say that Sam Presti played it very cool and too cool when it came to Kevin Durant. With Paul George, he was showing him every ounce of love this afternoon, wanting Paul George and his agent to know not only is he welcome here, but they did keep the dialogue open throughout the season and could do that because Paul George is technically eligible for a contract extension. He's not going to do that. It doesn't make sense, but it's there and it gave Sam Presti at least a little room to talk about Paul George and discuss what he wanted to see happen with the Oklahoma City Thunder. So let's start with the big news and Ryan Russillo saying yesterday that he had heard from a very credible source that Paul George is gone. Let's not believe anything that Paul George is telling us. I told you yesterday, Paul George 90% has his mind made up, and my belief is that Paul George is gone. Sam Presti, what do you think? Is Paul George gone? What about the reports and the opinions that are out there that he's jetting Oklahoma City?
I talked to PG, and I would say, why don't we listen to Paul? He's said a lot of, has had a lot of comments also. I'm not trying to dissuade anybody or say that what someone says someone told them is inaccurate. I'd just rather listen to the man himself. I'd also reflect on the fact that, like, PG really keeps his business, like, pretty in house. I mean, we've gone through the whole year. We haven't heard, like, a whole lot of stuff since he's been here. He's been pretty straight down the middle, and I can't do anything but trust the things that I'm being told, and I do, because, you know, if you can't do that, when I say trust, I mean trust the fact that he said positive things about the organization. If you can't trust other people, or if you're going to live in a world of skepticism and cynicism, I can't help you. I don't know where that leaves us. You know, good luck. I'll see you down the line. I'm not going to let myself go there.
So since Presti has been talking with PG this entire time about what the Thunder could do, I'd like to know how much Carmelo Anthony is in those conversations. And it was pointed out today, and I need to go back and listen to the Paul George exit interview, but Carmelo wasn't mentioned a whole heck of a lot, which is strange because Paul George made mention a couple of weeks ago that he and Carmelo Anthony got very close during their time with USA Basketball. And it seemed like Paul George wanted Carmelo Anthony around, but maybe that's not the case now. And maybe that was one of the big issues that was discussed between Sam Presti and Paul George and his agent and representatives. It may come down to, what are you guys going to do about Carmelo Anthony? And we'll have more on that coming up in segment number two. Right now, since Presti has been talking with Paul George, what if Paul George leaves? What if he decides that, dude, I'm gone? Yeah, I like it here, but I want to be in LA. What is the Thunder's backup plan?
We have to wait to see what Paul does. I can sit here and tell you that to this point, the conversation we've had throughout the year, February, you know, March, April, has been transparent, truthful, honest, and I believe in people, and I believe in letting the process play out before we make any rash decisions. I also think that you know us well enough, and we'll be prepared for everything. At the end of the day, you know, we'll be prepared for all the different directions that could potentially go.
Checking out the list of free agents, it goes without saying, but I'm going to say it anyway. There's really nobody you can replace Paul George with. There just isn't a player of that caliber that's going to be on the free agent market. And Sam Presti even said today, in order for the Thunder to get a player like Paul George, they had to trade for him. Now, I followed up on that, because it sounded to me like Sam Presti was talking about Oklahoma City not really being a free agent destination, but what Sam Presti meant by that was that the Thunder were so good they were never in position to draft somebody of that caliber. And since there wasn't a free agent of that caliber out there, then the only way they could get him was to make a move and ship off a guy like Victor Oladipo and Domantas Sabonis, both who had incredible years with the Indiana Pacers. And now we think about the Thunder's backup plan. What I would do if I was Oklahoma City, I wouldn't necessarily rely on getting another small forward. I think you could go ahead and put Andre Roberson back in the small forward position. And there are some other things you could do depending on who comes back and who doesn't, where you could kind of fill that role. Maybe just go after more of a shooting guard type guy. A guy that is more of a traditional two and could just be accurate from beyond the arc and at the free throw line, which is something that bugs Sam Presti, because the Thunder wasn't accurate from the three-point line at all this year. So we've hit on those two things. Now we got to talk about PG and the time that he's been here, which is only 1 year. And I got to think that that is difficult for Paul George, having only been here 1 year, how tough it is to kind of integrate into the community and with the team. But Sam Presti says that it feels like Paul George has been here a lot longer than what he has.
With respect to, you know, his future, this is what I can tell you. You know, from the day that he arrived, we really made a specific and intentional effort to build a relationship with Paul and his representation built on three things: collaboration, transparency, and trust. And those tenets were followed throughout the year and continue to be. I feel really strongly about the relationship. I feel great about the communication and the honesty because of the way we started the relationship. And, you know, the fact that PG is extension eligible based on the way his contract is set up, and obviously it doesn't make a lot of sense economically for him to look at that. And we obviously can't have any conversations with respect to a new contract until July, and obviously haven't done that. But it opens up opportunity to have conversation about the team, about the future, non-economic, about the opportunity to build something, the opportunity to hear his thoughts on working to continue to enhance the relationship on and off the floor with Westbrook, which I think has been a really joy to watch those two guys work together and learn each other, especially off the floor, to be honest with you, really become close. And the opportunity to look into that and then also have that dialogue has really encouraged us. It's made us feel good about, you know, where he is in his mind, about the Thunder, where he is with his approach to things. And, again, we're looking forward to the opportunity in July to have, you know, a more official conversation and one that can be more specific with respect to a deal. But that window was beneficial for us, I would say that. And I really want to commend the all parties for the transparency of those conversations and the relationships that have been built.
Collaboration, transparency, and trust. I guess it's good that Paul George is being honest with the Oklahoma City Thunder, and they know exactly what it's going to take to keep him here. It simply just comes down to a matter of whether or not they can pull it off. And I'm very doubtful of that. And it's not because of anything the Oklahoma City Thunder have done or not done. But it goes back to something that Paul George said the other day. The Thunder check all the boxes. Well, if you check all the boxes, then you really don't need to go out and have this big free agency period and have everyone woo you, because everything you want is right here. So why not stay and try and win a championship? That just tells me that Paul George just got to that point in his head where he visualizes himself someplace else, the Lakers, and he's probably going there. And if I'm wrong, I would love to be wrong on this. I will do backflips if I'm wrong, but it just has that feel. Too much of the signs are pointing that Paul George is gone. And yes, because Kevin Durant left, that also somewhat clouds my opinion on this. This is the Locked On Thunder Podcast. I am your host, Eric G., part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Coming up in segment number two, we go back to Carmelo Anthony. And the most telling thing that happened in today's press conference was about who was not mentioned in one particular segment or sentence or whatever, paragraph, whatever you want to say about with Sam Presti. That's coming up next. Business owners, can I take a minute to talk to you? Good. Are you happy with your current advertising situation? Are you looking for something that's maybe a lot more affordable and get you much better results than what you're spending money on right now? Is your target demographic men 18 to 44 and you just can't find that one product that really can reach a large audience, not even in your hometown, but maybe worldwide? Well, look no further than the Locked On Podcast Network, because we have it. And we've got it specifically here at LockedOnThunder.com. All you have to do is email us at LockedOnPodcastNetwork@gmail.com. We'll send you back all the information about our very reasonable rates and we're more than glad to talk to you. In fact, I'm more than glad to come out and do a podcast. It's your business because I love talking sports and I really love meeting people and the people that listen to this podcast. That's LockedOnPodcastNetwork@gmail.com. David Locke will tell you about our very reasonable rates. Remember, the Locked On Podcast Network is local podcast, local daily podcast from local experts. So you're not going to get some guy in Oklahoma City talking about his beloved Yankees. That guy will actually come from New York. And a guy from New York won't be talking about the Thunder. It'll be me coming from Oklahoma City. That's the Locked On Podcast Network at gmail.com. Become a part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Carmelo Anthony is still a hot topic for Oklahoma City Thunder fans. The skinny is that Carmelo Anthony has a $28 million player option, which the Thunder can't do anything about. If Carmelo Anthony wants to exercise that, the Thunder just have to sit back and pay Carmelo Anthony. Now, they can tell Carmelo Anthony, all right, you're coming back for $28 million, but this is what we want to do with you for $28 million. And Carmelo Anthony doesn't necessarily have to agree with that. He can be a malcontent an entire year if he really wants. Of course, the Thunder could buy him out. To me, that just sounds ludicrous. It was told to me today by one guy I really trust, Fred Katz, that you could buy Carmelo Anthony out and just get a minimum player, get a guy at the minimum salary to play in that position, and the Thunder would be better off. I disagree with that because I just do think that Carmelo Anthony has something left in the tank. And pride alone for an athlete like that, and being around athletes as much as I have, pride alone should make Carmelo Anthony want to come back and have a better season. The $28 million question for Carmelo Anthony is, how bad do you want to win versus how bad do you want to be a face of an organization? And how bad do you just want to make your money? And then again, are you willing to listen to the Thunder? We'll start here when Sam Presti started addressing Carmelo Anthony, talking about Carmelo Anthony needing to make adjustments. If Carmelo Anthony's going to stick around Oklahoma City, then he has to become the type of player that the Thunder want him to be.
This is what I would say. I'm going to reiterate one thing because it's important to me. His comments at the end of the year are not reflective of his approach during the year, because this is the NBA of 2018, and you guys are probably know that was not the case. Pretty much everything. He put both feet into that. He has to decide whether or not he wants to do another year of trying to make this transition as a stretch player. That's the first thing. And that's, I think he's being very candid and very honest. I respect that. I respect the fact that he's being open about that. Now, we have the same responsibility. We have to be candid and honest with him. But one of the things I really like about Carmelo is, like, he's a mature person. You can talk to him. He listens. He's been professional with us within the building. I'm sure there were nights he was frustrated because it's a big transition that he's trying to make or was trying to make this season. And we have to figure out, again, like, we don't know exactly how our team's going to look. What I can promise you is that, one, the method of this takes time, because these are dialogues and conversations, and you got to be straight with people. You got to be honest with people. You got to tell them where you stand, because if he is back with the team, if he feels like this is something he's wants to continue to do, we all just got to be on the same page. And that's just, I don't want to lead it any different direction. That's Carmelo is, was great for us this year in the role he was playing. He made more threes than he's ever made in his career. Changed his shot distribution. Lowest turnover year. And as I said before, that lineup was the best starting lineup in the league. But we also don't know what our team's going to look like. So once that stuff starts to clarify, we can have some more detailed conversation. We'll do some listening. We also owe information, I guess, as well. And we're looking forward to doing that. It's the best I can answer right now because there's so much time.
Well, then the natural follow-up to that, to Sam Presti, came for me. Brought up that $27 million plus option that Carmelo Anthony has. And if you guys are at an impasse, which it certainly sounds like the Thunder and Carmelo Anthony are at an impasse right now, and that they're just not going to be able to get on the same page. What do you do then with that contract, with the money? What is the ultimate decision the Oklahoma City Thunder have to make?
Well, I think the first thing is that dialogue has to happen with respect to kind of like where he is in his career, what he sees, you know, relative to the role that's here, whatever that is, and what he wants out of that. I think it's, again, like I understand the question. Before we can get to the finance component, to me, you got to get to just kind of like the open communication, transparency of communication. And that's one of the things that I don't know that everyone here, you know, and it's not anyone's fault. You just don't know how those things happen. You know, like you have relationships with players. You have relationships with agents. You sit down. You work through these things. You have to do a lot of listening. You have to do a lot of asking questions and vice versa. And then that stuff, the stuff you're talking about, you know, decision on the option, you know, role, those things work themselves out. And we'll sort it out. We'll figure it out. That's just always the way that we've operated.
And essentially that's Sam Presti just not tipping his cap. I mean, Sam Presti's got his mind made up. Sam Presti and Clay Bennett and everybody involved in the Oklahoma City Thunder organization, Billy Donovan, have already had the conversation that if Carmelo Anthony can't be a certain type of player, then they're going to do X. They've already made that decision. I certainly wouldn't trade for Carmelo Anthony if I'm a team because I don't want to pay him $28 million. If the Thunder buy him out, say, for $20 and all I've got to do is pay him $8, that sounds great. $24 would be better, paying him $4 million. Paying him the whole $28 would be the best option. That way I could just give him a couple of million to come on board and play for me. I do kind of wonder what organizations would be really interested in Carmelo Anthony. And it was discussed today whether or not he was even a draw. I personally don't think Carmelo Anthony is the draw that he used to be. And I love the guy. I've said it before, my favorite player ever to wear a Thunder uniform. But I don't know who's paying to see him now, not producing at the rate that he is. And I thought this was the most telling part of today's press conference when Sam Presti started mentioning the guys he was excited to see coming back to Oklahoma City if everything worked out.
I guess the last thing I'd add, just with respect to, you know, next season and the way we feel about that, you know, the opportunity to potentially have Westbrook, Paul George, and Steven Adams, all three of those players in their prime years with playoff experience, and the fit of those guys both as competitors but also as players is extremely, extremely exciting for us. That's what I think every team in the league is working towards, is to find players, two-way players, that have size for their positions and that have accumulated postseason experience and that are in their prime. So that's number one. That for us is an extraordinarily unique opportunity, especially coming off of, you know, where we've been. I also think that we look at the team and we see, you know, the addition of Andre. We're not imagining or creating in our mind what the team might look like with Dre. We know what that looks like. We know the impact that he's had. We have a decent amount of data that tells us that, both from our eyes and also, you know, objectively, and we're excited about that. I also think there's a lot of room and growth for Abrines. There's a lot of room and growth for Patterson. I think he's a guy that we can certainly get more from, and that's something we have to look to going forward. And then Ferguson, I think, showed us some glimpses, and we think he's a really nice young player and the type of player that over time we've had success developing. Jeremy Grant, you guys will be, you know, asking me about him, but we take a lot of pride in his development. The fact that when we got him from Philadelphia, he wasn't playing, and Jeremy's such a great kid, the way he put the work in, and, you know, he's progressed a little bit at a time, and now he's become a pretty effective backup five for us. with some unique skills. Really excited if we're able to bring him back to the team. But the continuity of the team is probably going to be our best friend, given the fact that historically these teams, generally in year one are, if you're fortunate, they're pretty good.
Yeah, and you can listen to that entire quote, that entire piece of audio again at LockedOnThunder.com, because we've got Sam Presti's exit interview posted on the website. You can run it back and forth, and that's the great thing about the podcast. You can pause, you can rewind. Nowhere does he mention Carmelo Anthony. And I understand he was talking about players being in their prime and Carmelo's not, but I think because Carmelo Anthony is, because he is a superstar, you still would kind of want to put your arm around him and let him know that he's welcome in Oklahoma City and you're very appreciative of what he can bring to the table. This is the Locked On Thunder podcast. I am your host, Eric G. Thank you for joining me this afternoon, or heck, whenever you are listening. Just very glad that you're making me a part of your day. Coming up in segment number three, why Billy Donovan is still the best guy to coach the Oklahoma City Thunder, according to Sam Presti. Calling all sports junkies, there is a website for you. Yes, that's right. A one-stop shop, if you will, when you get up in the morning or before you go to bed at night, that is all local experts covering their team. It's called LockedOnSports.com. We have experts on the NBA, on the NFL, and Major League Baseball. We've got experts on fantasy sports, experts on the draft, and there's a lot of really good podcasts at the Locked On Sports Network that are worth listening to. So instead of having to scour the internet and look for all these podcasts on their individual site, we got them housed right there. One convenient site for you. It's LockedOnSports.com, and there's a lot of good podcasts there. As I mentioned, some stuff that I highly recommend. I'm a big fan of Locked On Bucks, just because the Bucks, to me right now, are my favorite team other than the Oklahoma City Thunder. I would do some checking out of Locked On Texans concerning their draft. Most of the people that cover them are very high on what they're doing. And then again, of course, there is the teams that are still in the NBA playoffs, like Locked On Cavs, Locked On Raptors, etc. Locked On Rockets. So check it out. It's LockedOnSports.com. Wrapping things up here as we talk about the big three topics today in Sam Presti's exit interview. The other one was Billy Donovan, and it was said right out of the gate that Billy Donovan would be returning to the Oklahoma City Thunder. Maybe not that clear, but Sam Presti did let us know that Billy Donovan would be coming back for another season, his fourth season with the Oklahoma City Thunder. And one of the reasons happens to be a lot of turnover with the roster, which I've said all year long. I don't know how you fire Billy Donovan when he's had three different rosters in three different years. Sam Presti now on why he thinks it's best that Billy Donovan stay here in Oklahoma City.
When we hired Billy, you know, if you go back and look at the press conference that we held at that point in time, we talked about three different buckets that we identified as being what we wanted in a head coach. The first was a basketball coach that could adapt, evolve, and that had shown the ability tactically to play several different ways with different types of personnel, big, small, system, you know, the different adaptations to changing game and changing personnel. I wish I could say I was as prophetic to know that we would be having the amount of changes that we have had or had to have had. And, you know, that's in some ways it's great, in some ways it's unfortunate, because continuity has always been a very big part of any team's success in the NBA, and we've struggled to grasp that over the last 3 years, some within our control and some out of our control. But Billy's ability to do that was a big factor. The second bucket was organizational alignment, the ability for somebody to get behind the values of the organization, to understand the vision of the Thunder and the work and what it means to Oklahoma, and really connect with that. And then the last thing was the potential, the qualities of a high potential individual. So curiosity, adaptability, humility, work capacity. Those are the things that, and resilience. Those are the things that we really felt like were important. Now, for those of you that cover the team, on a daily basis and are around Billy every day, I feel confident that, you know, with respect to his qualities as a human being and as a worker, I think you see that every single day. I think that his adaptability as a coach has been recognized by the fact that, you know, in his first year from college to the NBA, he had us within 2 minutes of going to the finals. And unfortunately, that didn't work out. And then, as I said earlier, he's had several different teams. So it's those three things, in concert together, as well as the fact that he has an intense passion for the team and for the organization. And I think he comes in, you know, guns blazing every day, looking for ways to get better, looking for ways to continue to build relationships with his players. And I think he's done an excellent job of that as well, based on just the fact that, you know, this season, with the some of the adversities we face, both relative to expectations, relative to some injury, the newness of the team, the chemistry of the team was the strength of the team. And I think he has a big hand in that as well.
And really, after two questions, there wasn't just a whole lot to talk about with Billy Donovan. Everybody just accepted it. But he was asked to clarify by Eric Cord of NewsOK.com. Just let us know one more time. Yes, in fact, that Billy Donovan is returning to the Oklahoma City Thunder.
So with respect to Billy, one of the things that I'm most excited about and excited for him about going forward is the fact that, if fortunate enough, he'll be able to work with the same core of a team that, as I said before, has a baseline that we've established but has some controllable areas that need to improve. If you think about the last 3 years for our organization and the last 3 years for him, it's been a little bit of a whipsaw in respect to just the team he inherited in 2016, the performance of that team being within a couple minutes of going to the finals, and then not being able to capitalize on that. Obviously, on the heels of free agency in 2016, we're, you know, trying to put together a team on the fly and do the best that we can. We were able to get that team to the postseason. And then in his third year, there's a significantly different roster again. I think the best thing for him, and I think the biggest opportunity for him, is in the continuity.
It would be extremely unfair for Presti not to bring Billy Donovan back. I thought it was very unfair when he didn't bring Scott Brooks back during the last year of his contract, but considering everything that Billy Donovan's been through, you've got a great team and an opportunity to win a championship. You were just a couple of minutes away from doing that, as Sam Presti pointed out. You lose Kevin Durant. You've got to completely rebuild the team the next year, and you've got to figure out how to make Victor Oladipo, Domantas Sabonis, and some other parts work with Russell Westbrook and make the team all about him. And then this year, we give you Carmelo Anthony late to go with Paul George and Russell Westbrook. And as we've seen, even though Carmelo Anthony may have been professional, he certainly wasn't happy. It would have been very unfair for Sam Presti to fire Billy Donovan after this season. At really any point during his Thunder tenure. It was unfair that he fired Scott Brooks with 1 year left to go. Scott Brooks should have been given the opportunity to try and finish what he started. That didn't happen. But with Billy Donovan, think about this. If you're a manager, try and do your job when every year there's turnover. It's going to be hard to keep people on the same page when you have to keep retraining them. Hey, we'll give you Paul George. We're going to give you Carmelo Anthony later. You lose Kevin Durant. Now you got to make these other parts work. Sam Presti doing right by his guy. This wraps up the Locked On Thunder podcast. I am Eric G. This is May the 2nd, 2018. If you like what you heard, just go to LockedOnThunder.com and check out some of our other podcasts. We'll be back tomorrow to talk a little bit more about how the Thunder can improve off this season, especially if everyone sticks around. Until then, ELE and peace, love, and Thunder up.
You are Locked On Thunder, your daily Oklahoma City Thunder podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.